Note how Shorter Catechism 59 ties observing the Sabbath to being in this creation and this world. As long as this world exists, Sabbath keeping will exist. So you have the seventh day of the week from the beginning of the world to the resurrection of Christ, and then the first day of the week is from the resurrection of Christ to the end of the world. That is because creation ordinances belong to being in this creation. As long as you are in this creation, in this world, you have not ceased from your works. Hebrews chapter 4 describes entering God's rest ultimately not merely as believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, although that is the point at which we find that he is our rest, but we enter God's rest when we cease from our works in this world. That's the language of the text there. And so creation ordinance work exists as long as you're in this world. Marriage exists as long as you're in this world. Yes, Christ is the fulfillment of marriage, because marriage is a parable about Christ and his church. But only the most perverted and ignorant and demonic Christians, quote-unquote, would say, with Christ's coming, marriage was abrogated, because marriage is now Jesus and the church, and come up with some sort of coupling. There are those who say that with Christ's coming, the Sabbath is abrogated. And there are some in Thessalonica who thought that with Christ's coming, work was abrogated, and they decided not to work anymore and just hang out and wait for Jesus to return. But of course, they wanted everybody else to feed them, so not sure where that food is supposed to come from. So the creation ordinances, work, marriage, Sabbath, continue with us as long as we're in the creation. Not only does the Sabbath keeping remain as the mechanism by which the Lord gathers us to himself week by week to set our hearts upon him and mix our hearing of his word with faith, by which we are joined to Christ, so that when we cease from our works in this world, we enter into God's rest. Not only does the Sabbath keeping and the work cease, but remember also about when we leave this world and in the resurrection, and the ridiculous question of the Sadducees about the seven brothers who sequentially were married to the one poor woman whose husbands kept dying. They're like, ha-ha, in the resurrection, which one shall have her? And Jesus is like, isn't this your problem? You know neither the power of God nor the word of God, nor the scriptures. There is no marrying or giving in marriage. So you see how the creation ordinances are tied to this creation. One easy way to see that the Sabbath is not abrogated by Christ is you're still in this creation, and it's a creation ordinance. So the answer shows that by tying the weekly Sabbath to the continuation of this world from the beginning of the world to the resurrection of Christ, God appointed the seventh day of the week to be the weekly Sabbath and the first day of the week ever since to continue to the end of the world, which is the Christian Sabbath. And of course, not only creation, but also redemption will find its consummation in the return of Christ. And your weekly Redeemer Day will be replaced by the Redeemer World, the new heavens and the new earth, in which righteousness dwells and in which the knowledge of God covers the earth as the waters cover the sea. And nope, that's not a trick question. How much of the sea is covered by water? That would be all of it. Praise God.